In a national address last week, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the country's COVID-19 lockdown will move to alert level 1 as of today. Now, according to lockdown regulations, all businesses may operate under alert level 1, except for those listed in specific economic exclusions. Well, these regulations will provide that people who are able to work from home should do so. Thabang Rapuleng, the director of the employment practice at Klefdeke Hofmeyr, joins us now on the line to discuss workplace regulations under the current state of a disaster. Good day, Thabang, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good day to you.
Thabang, South Africa is still, of course, in a national disaster at this time, despite the announcement of a move to alert level 1. Can businesses force employees at this time who still feel unsafe to return to work?
Well, maybe the starting point is to say the restrictions that were there, restraining employers to essential services, workers are no longer there. So the starting point is that, yes, businesses can request employers to report to work and attend physically the premises. But obviously, that does not mean that it should be an unreasonable instruction on the part of businesses. They will still need to make sure that they are able to at least maintain social distancing and practice all the safety and precautionary measures as per the regulations. So, yes, in essence, businesses can request employees to report to work.
So they can request employees to return to work, but what about those employees who still feel unsafe at this time? Because as we all know, the pandemic is definitely not over.
Yes. I would imagine it will be a case-by-case kind of an analysis, because all employees will generally say they still feel safe, unsafe being in the workplace with other colleagues or commuting to the workplace and so on. But that on its own cannot entitle an employee to say, I will not come back to work because I feel unsafe. The employee will have to motivate and justify what is it that they feel unsafe about. Is something that they expect the employer to put in place? Do they feel that there are precautionary measures that are not in place in the workplace? And if they aren't, then they need to raise those to the employer. But where the employer has taken all the precautionary measures and the employee still feels that, you know what, I feel that it's unsafe because, for example, I need to commute to work using a public transport, I don't think that reason on its own will be sufficient, but obviously both employers and employees need to still work to the sentiment that where it's possible to work from home, government is still encouraging us to work from home where it's possible to work from home. But if it's not possible, then employers will be within their rights to request employees to come back to work, and notwithstanding your personal feelings that you might feel that you are unsafe.
Now, Thabang, we know that over the past few months, we've heard quite a number of horror stories around employee-employer relations as a result of the effects of this pandemic. For those people who may find themselves in a difficult position where perhaps not enough protective gear has been given to them, or just the working environment is not safe and the employer still insists that they come through, what recourse do they have legally?
Well, the employees will have to obviously bring those concerns to the attention of the employer first and afford an employer an opportunity to correct those issues. Where the employer is not correcting those issues and acting obviously in disregard of the regulations which force employers to have those kinds of precautionary measures, then employees can report the employer to the authorities for failing to comply with the regulations, because there are regulations in place that apply in the workplaces and they still apply even under level 1.
Now, one thing that this pandemic has also done, Tabang, and you'll agree, is that it's exposed a lot of loopholes that are there, you know, in terms of just the regulations within the working place between employer and an employee. Do you believe that post this pandemic, this will force businesses to really have a greater look at some of the communication mechanisms with their employees?
Definitely. In fact, I would have expected by now that employers would have started reviewing and looking at how they communicate with employees and other precautionary and safety measures that are in place, working together with employees or with the unions where employees are unionized to obviously close the gaps that would have been identified. But and it does not even stop there. I would expect employers to also look at their policies, their workplace policies, occupational health policies, to see if they will not present a risk of a difficulty going forward if similar situations were to arise in the future. Definitely it calls upon all employers to review how they've been operating, both big and small.
Well, Tabang, thank you so much for making the time to chat to us today and really give guidelines as to how one can navigate themselves if they do find themselves in that difficult position. Thank you for your time today.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
That was Tabang Rapuleng, director in the employment practice at Cliftech Hofmeyr law firm in South Africa. Bring the time almost 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Still tuned into Africa Midday. My name is Zikona Miso.